guarantee to millions of illegal immigrants. Laxalt prevented gun grabbers from infringing on our Second Amendment rights. Laxalt preserved our constitutional liberties, protecting our property rights and our religious freedoms. As our next senator, Adam Laxalt, will take on cancel culture. He'll fight the censorship of conservatives by big tech, and Laxalt will prevent our tax dollars from funding critical race theory in our schools. Adam Laxalt will always fight for us. He always has, and he always will. That is why President Trump and Governor DeSantis are in his corner. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
11-year-old Hazel lives in a place that's rich in many things, but not money. Her job is to play, grow, and learn. But for kids like her in the world's poorest places, poverty gets in the way. Child Fund works in 24 countries to make sure children like Hazel grow up healthy, educated, self-sufficient, and safe. Why? Because Child Fund knows the promise inside every child is greater than the poverty around them. Learn more at childfund.org.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I want to take you to the floor of the United States Senate for just a minute. Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee, why Ketanji Brown Jackson should not be confirmed.
One, detainees. All of them. During her hearing, she claimed she was merely repeating one of the attorney's arguments. But we went back and we read the opinion. And when we read the opinion, it is very clear that was not accurate. If you take her words at face value, you'll get the impression that she believes a mass release of detainees, of criminals, a mass relief is appropriate during the pandemic. So,
That's Marsha Blackburn. They are going to, in fact, they've scheduled a vote for tomorrow in the United States Senate. So we will have another Supreme Court justice confirmed as early as tomorrow. Stay with us. Chuck Muth joins us, the president of Citizen Outreach. Dr. Fred Simon will join us in our next hour as well as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Great state of Nevada, there was a big bad governor called Steve Sisolak. And the people didn't like Commissar Sisolak stealing their freedoms. But then a big blustery sheriff named Joe Lombardo said he would be governor and protect all the people. But this was the same Joe Lombardo who stood his police down while the shooters in the 2017 Las Vegas massacre killed 58 innocent people. And the same Joe Lombardo who got tricked into opening his jail cell doors and releasing convicted felons into Nevada neighborhoods where your children live. That's a no-no, JoJo. I'm Fred Simon, a concerned father, a Nevada businessman, and a medical doctor. I'll fight for what you want, but I need your help to become Nevada governor. Donate if you can and learn more anytime at simonforgovnv.com. Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The United States has unleashed a new round of sanctions against Russia for committing war crimes in Ukraine. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Vowing to ratchet up the pain on Vladimir Putin, the president announced new sanctions, which include the blocking of two key Russian banks.
We're locking down any accounts, any funds that those banks hold in the United States. They'll not be able to touch any of their money.
The U.S. sanctions also singled out Putin's family, targeting his two adult daughters. The United Kingdom quickly followed suit with more economic sanctions of its own. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Authorities say one person is dead in Georgia and another in Texas amid damaging storms, high winds, and tornadoes around the South. Jared Geyer at the National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center says the storms hitting the South will be moving further east into Thursday.
There's some chance we see some severe storms along the immediate east coast of the country from Florida up into the Carolinas, mid-Atlantic. But then we'll get a little bit of a break in the pattern. It'll be a brief break, but then things will turn as we go into next week.
More than 50,000 homes and businesses were without power Tuesday night from eastern Texas to South Carolina. Police believe at least five shooters were involved in a mass shooting in downtown Sacramento last weekend and that it was gang-related violence. The Sacramento Police Department says there was a gunfight between at least two groups of men. Six people were killed in the bloodshed and 12 were wounded. The injured include two brothers who have been taken into custody in connection with the massacre. No one has been charged with homicide yet. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 144 points. The NASDAQ dropped 315. The S&P 500 lower by 43. Oil down to $96.23 a barrel. More at townhall.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161. That's 1-800-940-6161. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-940-6161. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercial.
His name is Guy Nora, and he's a Republican running to be Nevada's next governor. And just like Donald Trump, Guy Nora's a different kind of candidate, not a politician, a successful entrepreneur, not just a strong Christian, but someone who fought in the Lebanese Civil War to protect religious freedom and the right for fair elections.
I'm Guy Nora. I want to be your next governor. I'm going to talk to you directly in full honesty and frankness. I'm going to share with you my ideas for turning around Nevada's economy, teaching our kids how great America is, while keeping critical race theory out, and expose the election fraud we all know is there. Instead of asking you for your vote, I'm going to earn it.
Paid for and approved by Guy Nora, 7500 West Lake Mead Boulevard, Suite 9650, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89128, 702-582-9233. Visit NoraForNV.com.
It's 2:04. This is your KMTQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, the first 2 months of 2022 have been good for casinos across the country. In fact, they were the best 2 months in history. The American Gaming Association reports the nation's commercial casinos won $8.9 billion from players. That's a mere 19% increase over just a couple of years ago before the COVID-19 pandemic. Nevada led the way with more than $2.1 billion in January and February. That's a 5.3% increase over those pre-COVID numbers. Local gaming officials say they're encouraged by those numbers, adding that many people were able to save during the pandemic, and, well, now they're spending it. Las Vegas grew by about 19,000 people between the summers of 2020 and 2021, but the increase barely made the list of the country's 100 fastest-growing metro areas, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. We ranked 97th, with less than 1% of an increase. The nation's fastest-growing metro area is right down the road, St. George, Utah, whose population increased by 5.1%. Reno ranks 65th, with the biggest little city's population growing at 1.2%.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Couple of crashes working on area freeways right now. Interstate 15 at Spring Mountain. The left lane is compromised in that one. Also, US 95 northbound at Southern Rancho. The right lanes are blocked in that incident.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Always good to have Chuck Muth on board. He is the president of Citizen Outreach. We are not that far away from a primary election. June 14th is the election day, but early voting begins Saturday, May 28th, and runs through Friday, June 10th. Early voting begins on Saturday, October 22nd for the general election. Through Friday, November 4th. So it's going to be a busy couple of months until the primary and then, of course, the general election. Chuck, how you been? Are you ready for the sprint to the finish line?
Yeah, I'm not ready, but we're getting there. You're right. What we're still waiting on is to find out exactly when the mail-in ballots are going to be sent out, because that's going to have a tremendous impact on these campaigns. If they go out the 1st of May, that's one thing. I'm hearing now probably May the 14th, which would be 2 weeks before early voting starts, is when they'll drop. And the reason this is important is that you've got a lot of candidates out there who don't have a lot of money, but with this mail-in ballot situation, they're going to have to start doing their own mailing 2 weeks earlier than they would otherwise. And that's, instead of doing 8 mailers, maybe you have to do 12 now because of that. So it does make it a lot more expensive for low-budget campaigns, but with this mail-in, early mail-in balloting stuff.
I want to ask you about something you wrote about this week, taking the polls at face value. First of all, as a political consultant, you live and die by these darn things. My question is, why shouldn't we take this as at least a good snapshot?
Oh, no, I'm an outlier. I'm the exact opposite. It's rare that I would recommend, especially a candidate on a limited budget, to invest $10,000 or $20,000 in doing a poll just to find out whether or not you're ahead or behind. When I'm working with a candidate, every morning when I pick up the phone and call them, I say, hey, just got the tracking poll in last night. You're 4 points behind. They're always 4 points behind in my book. You always run as if you're behind. There's other ways of doing polling that I find much more valuable than just whether or not you're ahead or behind by 4 points or 2 points or 16 points. And that's just to identify who the voters are who will tell you that they're still undecided, that they haven't made up their mind in any particular race. And then I can, once I know who the undecided voters are, then my candidates can focus on trying to persuade those who are most persuadable and haven't made up their minds yet. That's the true value of polling in my book from a campaign side.
And do you have to hire somebody to do that, or is that something that door knockers can do?
Nah, you need to hire somebody to do that, to do it in a timely fashion. You can't knock on enough doors to give you a reliable base. I mean, most of these polls, you'll probably see that they polled round number 400 or 500 people is a minimum that you have to do. And it's very difficult to do that if you're trying to go door to door and conduct a poll within a period of 48 hours.
I'm curious. I just got off the phone with Captain Sam Brown, and one of the things he said is that big tech is trying to shut him down. He's been kicked off, I forget which one it is, Twitter or Facebook. He has to have somebody else on the staff actually post because they won't accept his posts. What is going on here? And is this an isolated incident, or is this happening to candidates around the area that you know of?
I'm not familiar with that exact example with Sam Brown. I'm not sure. Did they shut his Twitter account down the way they did the Babylon Bee and Tucker Carlson?
Not sure, but they wouldn't accept his posts.
Yeah, I'd have to find out. I don't know if it's whether or not they're accepting his posts or whether accepting his advertising, because these tech companies now have stringent rules on what you can do as far as advertising on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram, and there are certain rules that you have to follow. I think you're not allowed to fundraise directly in a post. Maybe that's what he's referring to, but I honestly don't know. I don't think I've seen that he's been kicked off Twitter.
I want to ask you about something that I know you and I have talked about over the years. Your conservative cruises, I've heard nothing but really good things about it. And I know you had a deadline or something a week or so ago, and I forgot to ask you about it. What's going on with the conservative cruise? Is it still going to come off in November, or what's going on?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, you and I have talked about that because I think you told me that you knew who the new cruise director was for the ship.
Yeah.
But that was 2 years ago. So we were scheduled to go in April of 2020, and then COVID hit and shut everything down. So our cruise got canceled. And what they did as a courtesy for those who had their cruises canceled, they gave you a $600 shipboard credit for everybody who got their cruise canceled. But you have to rebook. You had to rebook by March the 31st. And right now, they're still requiring a vaccine passport in order to get on a cruise ship. So it's kind of difficult. How do you book a cruise not knowing whether or not people in your group who aren't vaccinated are going to be able to get on? But the CDC has now changed their rules so that you don't have to be vaccinated, according to the CDC, to cruise. But the companies themselves can still decide whether or not they want to require a vaccine. And right now, Carnival has not made a decision on whether or not they're going to require a vaccine passport. So we're rolling the dice a little bit. We've figured that by November, this should be resolved and be over, and everybody will be able to cruise. If they're still requiring the passport, then the ones who aren't vaccinated, you know, won't be able to go. But we're going to go we're going to leave the Saturday after the November election. That Tuesday, we'll have a Republican House, a Republican Senate, and we'll be cruising to Mexico for 7 days and celebrating.
And are you still going to be on the Panorama?
Yeah, it's still going to be on the Panorama. There's other ships out there that we probably could have gotten on, but, man, that Panorama is brand spanking new still, and we're really looking forward to getting on it.
Tomorrow in our nation's capital, they'll vote the U.S. Senate on Ketanji Brown Jackson. How radical will she be, and should we fear a lifetime appointment for somebody like that?
Well, yes and no. The good news is that she's a radical liberal vote, and she's replacing a radical liberal vote. So the makeup of the court is going to remain the same. It's still going to be a 6-3 split most of the time with the conservative justices. So she's not going to change the makeup of that 6-3 and occasionally 5-4 vote. We'll still have the majority. But I still think that once she starts writing and making her rulings, I think she's going to prove to be every bit the embarrassment that we all expect her to be. I think it's going to be embarrassing that you put this woman on the Supreme Court for no reason other than the fact that she was a black woman, not because she was the best person for the job. And I think she's going to prove that. And I think it does their side harm by playing these identity politics games.
Is it surprising to you that people like Mitt Romney said, you know, Republicans saying, "I'll vote for her"?
No, it's not surprising that Mitt Romney, Lisa Murkowski, and Susan Collins are going to vote for her. This is the problem that we have in the Republican Party with these liberal Republicans. You know, they'll vote with you most of the time, but when you get these really, really key, important, big votes, when they split off It gives the Democrats cover. The Democrats are going to be able to say what we weren't able to say about Amy Coney Barrett, for instance. Not a single Democrat voted for her. So it was just a partisan vote that put her on the Supreme Court. Thanks to Mitt and Lisa and Susan, they're going to be in. And I've already seen it. It's a bipartisan vote. She was approved to go on the Supreme Court by a bipartisan vote. It really wasn't. But all you need is one Republican to give the media that opportunity to say it's bipartisan, and they got three of them, it looks like.
I want to ask you about the governor's race. We've still got 16 candidates out traversing all 17 counties trying to get votes. What are the issues that are going to turn that election, that primary election? Do you have a feel for what it's going to be? And is Sheriff Joe still the favorite?
I still think that when May the 14th comes and they drop the mail-in ballots, that a vast majority of Republican primary voters are going to be going into, they're either going to be filling out their mail-in ballot or going into the voting booth with one thing in mind. Which candidate has the best chance to beat Steve Sisolak in November? And look, Joe Lombardo is not the most conservative candidate. No question, he's not. But is he the most conservative candidate who can win? I think a lot of voters are going to come to that conclusion. And if I had to predict right now, I still think that Joe Lombardo is the overall favorite to win the Republican Party primary. Again, I'm not saying that Joey Gilbert and John Lee aren't good candidates. And I just think in this race, the way it has shaped up with the money that he's raised and the polling numbers he's been able to post so far, that's going to persuade a lot of voters who aren't listening to your show and they aren't reading my newsletter. But when they start to focus on this come May, they're going to be looking to say, who can knock out Sisolak? We got to get rid of Sisolak. And that's going to be, at this point, unless something dramatic changes, Kevin, at this point you'd have to say that's going to end up being moving in Joe Lombardo's favor.
I'm going to be talking with Dr. Fred Simon in just a few minutes at the bottom of the hour, and one of the things I'm going to ask him is the ability to get on the debate stage. They are taking five candidates generally, maybe six. My question is, who should be on the stage at these debates? Well, and by the way, do you know when the next one is?
Yeah, I don't know. I've heard that Sam Shad, who does a podcast, is going to be doing debates. I know with U.S. Senate, and I think he's doing a gubernatorial race. They've done some others up in Reno for other constitutional offices. So I know Sam's doing some debates. I know there's other organizations doing the debate. And really, this decision comes down to whoever's hosting the debate. They make the decision on who they want to have on there. And I can understand both arguments. The argument that you should have all of the candidates, including a Fred Simon and a Tom Heck and a Barack Zilberberg, they're all candidates, and therefore they should all be on the stage. Other organizations are going to say, yeah, but every minute that a Fred Simon or a Tom Heck or a Barack Zilberberg takes away from the other candidates who actually have a legitimate shot to win. And so they may just say that field's too big. We're going to narrow it down to three, four, five, six candidates, in which case you take the top leading candidates at that point.
More coming up from Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates, enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
This is Matt Crowder, live at the gas station on 41st Street, reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free GetUpside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free GetUpside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free GetUpside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SUV for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code SUV for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code SUV.
Hi, this is Amy with New Hope Tax Defense. Have you received a letter from the IRS? You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse, so you ignore it, and then another letter arrives. You wonder if this will keep you from getting a new job, or will the IRS seize your home? There is hope. New Hope Tax Defense. Our dedicated tax professionals will be with you every step of the way. Once a comprehensive evaluation is complete, we will discuss your options with you. Recently, there have been reports of companies preying on taxpayers and demanding their fees up front, promising to eliminate their tax liability. Don't be a victim to these fly-by-night tax mills. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com. That's newhopetaxdefense.com to schedule your free consultation. We aren't a call center. We have offices in Nevada and California and want to meet with you. There is hope. newhopetaxdefense.com. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter. A congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done. A congressman whose only motivation is his love of America. A congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
I'm okay.
You're not okay.
It's normal to have diarrhea and stomach pains.
Sometimes, but not as often as you do.
I've got this under control.
No, you don't.
It's time to let that voice inside your head be heard. Urgent diarrhea and chronic stomach pain can be signs of Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation can help you learn more and even find a specialist. Don't keep your symptoms to yourself. Get help at spillyourguts.org.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Dr. Fred Simon will join us in just a couple of minutes. He's a Republican candidate for governor, one of 16 candidates. What is your sense of the electorate out there across the state of Nevada? And in particular, is there a malaise that is setting in? I mean, we were talking about this earlier, about right track, wrong track. And I'm not sure what kind of polling you've seen, but do people generally feel that we're on the wrong track? People you talk to?
And it's Republicans. I mean, obviously, Republicans with much stronger numbers believe that we're on the wrong track. But even Democrats and nonpartisans, you're seeing larger and larger numbers saying that we're on the wrong track. And I don't know. I know the Democrats aren't going to lay down and just take their loss. They're going to fight back. But I don't know between now and November what they can possibly do to erase the memory that people already have right now of paying $5 and $6 a gallon for gas, and the cost of hamburger going through the roof—that sort of thing tends to settle into people's minds. They may not notice that the price of gas is going down a little bit. They just remember how high it went, and they know who to blame. And you know it's hurting Democrats with them out there now trying to blame the oil companies for price gouging. Nobody buys that on the street. It's just there's no sale for that. And I think that the electorate in large, including Democrats, A lot of them say, you know what, you guys, we gave you the chance. You have the White House, you have the House, you have the Senate, and this is what we got in return. Maybe they won't not vote for the Democrat. They're not going to vote for the Republican, but it may be a replay of 2014, Kevin. You remember what happened there. They just stayed home. They didn't vote at all, and a lot of Republicans ended up winning races that they otherwise would.